Good evening. I hope you are well and had a fantastic weekend. It's Sunday night and it is another Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast for members of the Veggrowth Podcast Supporters Club. And today is September the 17th, 2023. Now, I have had an absolutely wonderful weekend filled with some real gardening achievements. And of course, you'll hear more on that tomorrow, but tonight I want to talk to you about a few interesting topics. First and foremost, I want to dive into the world of photography. Now, photography has been a passion of mine for a few years. I have to admit, I don't take as many photos as I would like, and I certainly wouldn't call myself a David Bailey, but many years ago, I bought myself a mirrorless camera, started taking a few photos, and I've really enjoyed it. I'm consciously trying to improve my photography and almost learn to be a good photographer. My brother is a fantastic photographer, but for me, I'm trying to learn that, and it's a lot of fun, I've got to say. But you might be wondering, how does this relate to vegetable gardening? And this is where I wanted to bring in the photography part. Now, what I found, I've been taking photos of my veggies, my allotment, my garden, and I've just found it as a fantastic way to document the progress. It's incredible to look back and just see how much our growing space has evolved from when we first started. And it's also handy to make a reminder of what worked well and what didn't. Now, I'm doing this more and more nowadays. Simplest way, of course, use a smartphone, take a photo, and there you go. But I tend to use my mirrorless cameras. I've got quite a few of them now. I snap a photo, and then I take them home to my PC, and I organise them into storage folders. And it could be something like allotment or garden or veggies and so on. And I also try and include the date so that I know when that photo was taken and when I need to go back. Now, sometimes when I'm feeling a bit nostalgic or need a little inspiration, I just find these photos to be a bit of a motivator. But they're also excellent for spotting things that I might have missed while I was in the moment. For example, I took a picture once of my garden, and when I was taking a picture, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking everything looks fantastic. When I look at this picture once it's on my PC, I suddenly realise there's a little area that has got a bit messy. Now, this is fascinating because I didn't spot it when I was taking the photo, but because it's on my PC or I'm out of the moment, it's like a reflection. It's almost like somebody coming into your garden and making a critique. So it's a great reason to take photos and look at them. It's also interesting how the perspective changes from that'll do to that's messy just by thinking about these photos. Now, the other thing these photos are good for are inspiration. Of course, so many people will share their photos on great platforms. Instagram is great for this. But for design inspiration, something I've just been doing just now, I find that Pinterest to be a treasure trove. Now, currently, I have been looking for rustic garden design. I feel that the rustic garden design is how I want to define my garden. And this is what I'm looking for inspiration of, how to achieve that look. You might be wondering why I'm talking about rustic garden design. It's just for me, I like the look. I like things to be a little bit rustic, a little bit like, not prim and proper, I guess is what I'm looking for. But rustic for me. And just tapping that into Pinterest and tagging a few photos has helped me get that inspiration. So get out there, take photos, share them with a community. Gardening is all about learning and growing together. Now, this weekend, I had the pleasure of planting out some meteor peas from this month's gift pack. Meteor peas are a wrinkly variety, which are perfect for overwintering. Now, I sowed these this weekend, and I will be sowing more over the next few weeks at a few weeks intervals. What this will do is hopefully get us a decent yield of early peas next year. Now, this year, peas have been a bit of a challenge, and I really want to up that or improve upon that for next year. I really want to have a good lot of peas because that's one vegetable we've had to buy in. Now, when it comes to sowing, some gardeners actually soak the pea seeds overnight the day before sowing. I don't tend to do that. Instead, I just create a deep... Instead, I create a drill in a well-prepared bed about 2 centimetres deep. Now, when I say well-prepared bed, what I've done is I've cleared all the weeds and I've mulched it with compost. So effectively, I'm creating this 2 centimetre deep drill or line in the ground 2 centimetres deep in that compost. Now, what I then do is take my seeds. I give them about 10 centimetres of space and then I pot them into that drill and then cover them back over with compost and then give them a really good watering. Germination can take up to 2 weeks, but what can sometimes be a problem is rodents. And if they are a problem in your area, it might be worth just sowing them in a greenhouse or indoors just to get them started. What tends to happen is the mice or the rats might come along, they'll dig up those seeds and eat them. Another thing that we can do is actually place chicken wire over top of the seeds just to deter the mice from digging them up. That's meant to work quite well. I've not had this problem myself, but it's something to think about. The biggest problem, of course, is just trying to stop the mice from getting hold of them. Something that old gardeners used to do, I do not recommend this at all, but they would soak the peas in paraffin to stop the mice from eating them. So this isn't a new problem. It's been an ongoing problem, but it certainly, soaking seeds in paraffin does not fill me with confidence at all. Anyway, once the seeds have germinated, we need to then provide some netting for the peas to climb up, and we just allow them to grow up these netting throughout the winter. Now, I've usually used canes and things like that in the past to allow them to grow up. Something that's been recommended to me is actually twine netting, which I'm looking at getting for these peas. The reason I want to use twine is because it's a biodegradable, compostable material that I can throw straight in to the compost heap should I need to. Now, letting these grow throughout the winter should prove pretty problematic-free. But if the temperature does drop really low, then we need to consider using a fine netting or something like EnviroMesh just to place over our plants just to retain some heat. It's always worth keeping those at the ready anyway, but to keep an eye on the weather. And if it does drop below freezing, get the nettings out and throw them over your plants. Apart from that, we've just got to keep them well watered during dry spells and keep them free of weeds, and then you should get some strong, healthy plants. Now, next spring, you can look forward to seeing the beautiful flowers followed by delicious peas. Just make sure they have something to climb up to facilitate this growth. And remember, it's best to harvest them when the peas feel plump inside the pod. If you leave them for too long, they might go to seed. And I always find that they are tastiest when they are young. Now, the good thing, by growing peas over the winter, you are likely to avoid many of the problems that can plague a lot of the summer pea crops, pea moth, for example. So a lot of reasons I find for growing these plants over winter, same with broad beans, is you avoid a lot of the pests. Admittedly, pests are something I generally have very few problems with, but give it a go. Let us know how you get on. Right, well, that is it for tonight's podcast. Hope you have thought about photography and peas, and please do share with me everything that you do. Now, we'll be back again on Thursday with another Supporters Club podcast, but of course tomorrow night we've got the normal podcast where you'll hear an update from the allotment, update from the garden, and I'm going to be talking about saving seeds, something that I think we might be doing a bit more of. So keep your ears out for that. Well, guys, you take care. I'll speak to you again next time.